From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. In Raqqa, Syria, celebrations by Kurd fighters who have retaken the old city from ISIS, who made Raqqa its de facto capital 3 years ago. They raised a flag in Paradise Square, a notorious traffic circle in which the jihadists had staged brutal public executions. There are still unanswered questions, however, about Raqqa's fate. How many of the city's inhabitants will return and how quickly? Who will govern a city that will struggle to exorcise the ghost of the medieval style depravity and cruelty inflicted on it? As in neighboring Iraq, which saw Iraqi forces along the Shiite militias and Yazidi fighters wrest control of disputed territory from Iraqi Kurds, the wars are shaping in the wings in Syria. Pakistan's Tehrik-e Taliban on Wednesday confirmed the death of Umar Mansoor, one of the group's top leaders, who allegedly was responsible for carrying out several deadly attacks in Pakistan. Mansoor was reportedly the mastermind behind the 2014 massacre at the Army Public School in Peshawar, which claimed the lives of more than 140 people, a majority of them children. The message did not reveal any further information on how and under what circumstances the Taliban leader was killed. On the streets of Mogadishu, Somalia, tens of thousands condemned those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others there. The Mogadishu protests came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government does blame on the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday that he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population. More than 500,000 Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. That crackdown, which has resulted in widespread atrocities, has prompted intense international condemnation, though officials in Myanmar continue to deny the crisis even exists. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Wednesday declined to discuss his conversations with President Donald Trump concerning the Russia probe and defended the president's immigration agenda and often heated exchanges with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
But consistent with the longstanding policy and practice of the executive branch, I can neither assert executive privilege nor can I disclose today the content of my confidential conversations with the president.
Sessions did tell senators that he has not been interviewed by Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian attempts to influence the 2016 U.S. election. President Donald Trump has denied making insensitive comments to the wife of an American soldier killed in Niger, saying that he has proof a Florida lawmaker fabricated a story, saying the president told the soldier's widow that her husband knew what he signed up for. Congresswoman who made the charge has rejected the president's statement. Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was among four U.S. soldiers killed 2 weeks ago near the Niger-Mali border in an ambush that U.S. officials believe was carried out by the Islamic State. VOA's Slatissa Hoke has more detail.
Johnson's mother confirmed the congresswoman's account of the conversation to the Washington Post. The White House said Wednesday there is no transcript, but the chief of staff, John Kelly, was present during the call and thought it was appropriate.
He thought the call was respectful, and he thought that the president did the best job he could under those circumstances to offer condolences on behalf of the country.
Trump has been criticized for taking too long to address the loss of the soldiers killed in Niger. He has defended himself by criticizing his predecessors.
Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who represents the district where Johnson's family lives, says she was listening to the call when Mr. Trump made it to the widow, Myesha, while family members were in a limousine en route to an airport to meet the soldier's body. Speaking to MSNBC, Wilson said that Trump was almost like joking during the conversation. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.